Good morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, and joining me, Congressman David Scott. He's here to talk about his annual health fair. And this one is going to be just as phenomenal as the rest of them. We've been with you, I think, from the beginning and just watched it blossom into this wonderful thing that you're doing. How are you this morning, Congressman?
It's just tremendous. And we couldn't make the progress we made without the fine help from the Cox Media Group, Georgia Association of Broadcasters, KISS 104 especially. You guys have been with us from the very beginning. And we saved human life.
Mm-hmm.
That's the greatness of this. There's no greater thing you can do. You can have everything in the world, but if you don't have your health, if you don't have your strength, you have nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we save lives every year that we have it is just phenomenal. And Tawana, we're really, really grateful for the outpouring of the voluntary services of the physicians and the healthcare providers from Emory, from Morehouse School of Medicine, from WellStar, from Grady, from all of our great hospitals. And I want to just say this. This is critical. Right now, breast cancer is taking a tremendous toll on African-American women.
Mm-hmm.
No death rate is higher per capita with breast cancer than African-American women. And we can stop that with early detection. And we have the brilliant Dr. Rosbart Phillips Reed, who's been with me every year,
mm-hmm.
one of the most noted breast cancer surgeons in the world. And her team of physicians will be at Monday's Mill High School on Saturday, August 7th. Do you know a woman you care about, your wife, your mother, your girlfriend, just a friend? Just get them there.
Yeah.
Take that. And we have the breast exams that they give.
The mammograms, and
if they have trouble or there's something that they want to look further, we now have the mobile mammogram unit.
Yes.
Which we can see and give that information. And then we also have the health insurance people. There are so many of our people have trouble with the insurance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to have the affordable health care people there. We can put you right on the insurance, and you can do it even though you have a pre-existing condition. Now, the other one is this. The other one is this, AIDS.
Mm.
AIDS is running rampant. And we got to be bold enough. We've got to care about our people enough to snatch the covers off this thing and go ahead and admit where we are and make it acceptable. No, make it extraordinary when we have, because we're having more and more of our young people dying from AIDS unnecessarily. And Tawana, let me tell you, and I hope your listeners are listening, AIDS now is the leading cause of death of our African-American women childbearing age.
Yeah.
That's the future of our race right there.
We have the highest incidence of new cases of AIDS in the USA right here in Georgia.
Absolutely. And so we're partnering, as we always do, with AIDS Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
They will have their physicians there to check and to make sure. And again, man, we have the medicines. We have the pharmaceuticals now that people can take where it's no longer a death sentence.
Right.
It will be a death sentence if you don't get in there and identify it.
Mm-hmm.
Our young people are sexually active, always have been.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first order of business that the Lord gave us. Multiply and replenish the earth. There's nothing wrong with that. I put the first sex education and AIDS instruction bill through the state senate when I was there 15, 16 years ago, and I saw this thing happen. Now this other group, our veterans, Lord knows, listen, Tawana, we now have 20 veterans committing suicide every single day.
That's right.
And let me tell you where else this reaches. All those, we're having some awful, god-awful assassinations of our police officers.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that were killed in Dallas, the ones that were killed in I think it was New Orleans, all of these people, all of them, was killed by veterans who suffer from PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
Post-traumatic mm-hmm. stress syndrome.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. If the Lord isn't sending us something here, I can't tell you what all we have to do is open our eyes.
Listen, yeah, open our eyes. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And so we're gonna have the Veterans Affairs hierarchy will be at the health fair. Dr. Rosbach, that's for the breast cancer. But we're going to have the regional director, Ms. Wiggins, who will be there, who handles the medical side, where if people know there's a veteran, he's having a little bit mm-hmm. of trouble, he's not getting the benefits he needs, we're also going to have the benefits regional director for the VA that it covers the entire Southeast. So these critical frontline groups, women, are women checking for breast cancer early detection,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
AIDS checking and making sure we're getting early detection, and reaching out on what is becoming the number one issue facing our national security, and just the shame of it that we have 20 veterans committing suicide every day because they can't get into appointments.
Right.
We have a shortage of psychiatrists. And that's why I put a bill in. A matter of fact, we got it passed, that we are now going to take care of the medical expenses for the education, loan forgiveness, scholarships for those medical physicians who are psychiatrists if they come into the VA. And plus, not only are we going to pay them well, we're going to make sure that whether they work in New York or whether they work in Mississippi, where you have wage differentiations,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My bill and that law says we will pay 2% higher than the average wage for the doctor in that region.
That's good.
I mean, we're doing some wonderful, some great things. And so I just make a valiant plea to everybody in the sign of love. You know a veteran is certain? Get them in there. And somebody who is sexually active, who makes his situation known to you, please have him come by and get checked for mm-hmm. AIDS and HIV. We cannot continue to lose people every day when we can do better. And that's why I am so grateful for KISS 104 partnering with us for the year, getting the word out to people. There is no excuse. And like I'm going to finish my statement with this, that final commandment that Jesus gave his disciples before they crucified him, he said, love ye one another as I have loved you, and love them as you love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do that, and you will be rewarded magnificently. And let me tell you something. If everybody in the sound of my voice would say, hey, I know a veteran that's got a little trouble. I know somebody who may be sexually permissive, may need a little help.
Mm-hmm.
What does it hurt? If you love somebody, if you want to do God's will, if you want to fulfill his commandment, no greater thing you can do for them other than save their life. He gave his life himself on the cross so that we could live. But we got to take care of one another.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm so grateful. I just wanted to make a plea here. We have the world upside down now.
Oh, yeah.
When you put the terrorism in, when you put the cop killings in, when you put AIDS running rampant, when you put all of these things together, but there is hope.
Mm-hmm.
And that hope and that betterment is going to be at Monday's Mill High School, Saturday, August the 6th, when thousands of people will be there and hundreds of healthcare providers, even dental checks for our kids, vision exams, and blood pressure checks. We'll have stops for that all over the place so that we can save lives and do God's will, do his work.
It's happening from 9 till 2, 9 a.m. till 2 p.m., and Mundy's Mill High School is located at 9652 Fayetteville Road, Jonesboro, Georgia, 30238. If you missed anything, you can go to the Congressman's website, or you can go to his website. We'll have it there as well. Congressman, what's your website?
Oh, let me, can I give the office number?
Yeah,
because
sure.
People, for further information, whatever it is, just call me. Call Congressman David Scott at 770-210-5073. That's 770-210-5073. And while I've got it, I want to give a big shout-out and thank you to my wonderful staff, headed up by Ms. Chandra Harris, who's been doing this for 12 years. She coordinated the first health fair that we had. And she's been doing it every year. God bless her. And my whole team, all the gang back in Smyrna office and in the Clayton County office, they're wonderful. We're all working together. And again, thank you, Tawana. Thank you, KISS 104, for being with us every 12 years.
It's our pleasure. It's Congressman David Scott's 12th annual health fair, August 6th. Some folks wait. That's their annual health checkup. You can go do that because they've got everything there.
And it's free.
It's absolutely free.
Free.
Absolutely free. Absolutely free. Congressman, I know you're headed to the Democratic Convention. God bless you. We know it's going to be interesting.
Oh, it's going to be interesting. I tell you that, this political season.
Yes.
But we are going to make it. We are going to lift ourselves up out of this, particularly our health care.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tawana.